A year after Germany opened its doors to hundreds of thousands of refugees from war-torn Syria, Iraq, and other nations, German Chancellor Angela Merkel suffered an embarrassing defeat in her home district. In the September 4th election in the German state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, near the Polish border, the center-left Social Democratic Party finished first with 30% of the vote, followed by the anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany Party with 21%, and Merkel's Christian Democratic Union Party with 19%. The symbolic defeat for Merkel raised questions about her political future after 11 years serving as chancellor. In recent months, Merkel's popularity has fallen to 45%. More than 1 million refugees entered Germany in 2015. Alternative for Germany embraces anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim positions, receiving strong support in older, declining industrial towns. The far-right Nationalist Party has developed a close relationship with the anti-immigrant Pegida movement and its new party, the Popular Party for Freedom and Direct Democracy, which views the influx of immigrants into Germany as the Islamization of the West. Across Asia, so-called special economic zones have fueled export growth and foreign investment in poor nations. But workers are heavily exploited in these zones and blocked from organizing unions. The International Labor Organization has called these zones a symptom of the race to the bottom in the global economy. Outside the capital city of Phnom Penh, a special economic zone there is a sprawling complex of factories financed by Japanese investors. The 44 Japanese companies and other Western businesses at the site include Yamaha, Coca-Cola, and the garment maker Kingmaker Footwear. According to In These Times magazine, the firing of workers for union organizing activities is officially illegal, but it is a common practice in these economic zones. Even Western corporations like Apple and Puma, with corporate codes of conduct that protect labor rights, make little difference. From the beginning, Cambodian officials tried to keep unions out of the economic zones. But that has not stopped a number of organized and wildcat labor actions that have resulted in some improvements in worker pay. However, as worker grievances grow and the corporate and government chokehold on labor organizing tightens, many predict more explosions of frustration from those trapped in the zones. In the historic U.S. Supreme Court decision, Gideon v. Wainwright, the High Court enshrined the constitutional right of indigent defendants to receive legal counsel. However, 53 years after the ruling, the Guardian newspaper reports the rights of indigent defendants is under increasing threat as incarceration rates have risen over 400% and up to 90% of those awaiting adjudication are mired in poverty. In Missouri, where public defenders are paid out of the state budget, Governor Jay Nixon, a Democrat, has repeatedly blocked legislation to cap the workload of public defenders. The governor has also vetoed a bill allocating funds to hire more public defenders, even as workloads have increased over 12% since 2014. In Kentucky, where the state Senate has blocked new funding, public defenders take on an average of 448 cases annually, over 50% above the recommended national standard. In Utah, 62% of misdemeanor offenders have no access to counsel, and at least 35% of public defenders are overloaded with cases. Unlike any other state, Louisiana pays for its indigent defense system primarily through speeding tickets and other locally generated revenue, rather than guaranteeing funds through the budgeting process. The crisis has gotten worse with falling oil prices and new rounds of budget cuts. As a result, indigent defendants are now put on a long waiting list to see a public defender. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.